Hello, fellow Blind Cool Tech podcasting fans. This is Robert Carter. And today I'm going to do a rather brief podcast all about a wristwatch that I've been wearing for about the past year or so that I've really come to like. And it's kind of unique, a little different. I think you all, if you haven't heard about it, it seems like a lot of people haven't, might enjoy hearing about it, might want to check it out. Before I do that, though, I want to mention that I'm using a little different podcasting rig today. I'm using my laptop, actually, which is the Beyond Sight Laptalk LT that I have done a podcast on in the past, running Studio Recorder as my recording software, and I'm using the Sound Professionals microphone that I purchased that I've used on other podcasts in the past. Just plug straight into my laptop. I'm not using it through a mixer at the moment, and it seems to work fine. I will say that I'm a longtime SoundForge user on the PC, and have recently begun using Studio Recorder, and I'm actually liking it a lot. It's really a nice, accessible piece of recording software. I think Rob Meredith is a fabulous software developer, and he's really bringing a lot of creativity and innovative ideas into Studio Recorder. It's easy to do a lot of things with it that are complicated to do in other software packages. So check out Studio Recorder if you haven't done so already. It's, of course, developed and sold by the American Printing House for the Blind. All right, well, let's begin talking a little bit about the subject of this podcast. The wristwatch that I'm going to tell you about is made by a Swiss company called Tissot. That's T-I-S-S-O-T is the spelling. The name of the watch is called a Silent T, and that's S-I-L-E-N-T. And it's called the Silent T because this watch is completely silent in its operation. It was designed for both blind and sighted people who want to be able to tell the time very discreetly. It also has a silent alarm that no one but the person wearing the watch is even aware of when the alarm goes off. The way that this is all accomplished is by the fact that the watch gives you the time through vibrations. The case of the watch is steel with a sapphire crystal. So it's very durable, very sturdy, and very scratch resistant. It's also waterproof. You can wear it swimming or wear it in the shower. I've never done that, but I understand from other people that have them that there's no problem, and of course the documentation explains that there's no problem with doing that. And it's kind of interesting how the technologies have come together here on this watch. The crystal, the sapphire crystal that I was mentioning, is actually a touch-sensitive crystal. The bezel or perimeter of the watch face is raised, and this bezel has dot markings to mark off the hours on it. It's a familiar kind of dot marking to what most people are accustomed to with a Braille watch. There's a long bar at the 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock positions, and the other positions are marked with just one single dot. And as I said, these are actually up on the bezel, which is raised above the crystal of the watch. There's like a little ledge that goes all the way around the perimeter on the top of the watch. And inside that little ledge is the actual sapphire crystal. And when you want to tell the time on the watch, you press in on the stem, wait a half second or so, and then you run your finger clockwise around the bezel, lightly touching the glass crystal. And when you reach the hour, the watch begins to vibrate continuously. And when you reach the minutes, the watch vibrates in short pulses an appropriate number of times to indicate the minutes. It is different from a talking or braille watch in the sense that you actually learn to tell the time through detecting these vibrations, but it is honestly easier to use, I think, than it is to describe. When I first heard about it, I thought, wow, I don't think I'd want to deal with all that, but it actually is not a problem. It just takes a little bit of getting used to. It's like a different interface, a different way to tell the time. The alarm on the watch is a silent vibrating alarm, and it's very, very easy to set an alarm. And in fact, I use it all the time in my work as a psychologist. I typically have 45-minute appointments, and I can set my watch to alert me when that 45 minutes is up. And the person that I'm working with never knows that something has alerted me. It's very discreet, very professional. By the way, everyone that sees it tells me that it's a very nice looking watch. It looks very classy. It is completely accessible. It was designed actually as much for businessmen or people who want to be able to discreetly tell the time as for a visually impaired or a blind person. So it's unique in that there's no lid to open like there is on a braille watch. And of course, there's no distraction for other people when you check the time as there is with a talking watch. It has a battery that's supposed to last for about 2 years, and I'm just completing my first year with the watch and have had no problems with it at all. And I asked my wife to look at it before I did this podcast just for curiosity and said, do you see any scratches on it? And she actually said she didn't see any scratches, but she saw a few smudges where I had touched it over the past year when I was checking the time, and she just took a little bit of glass cleaner and cleaned the smudges off, and she said it looked just as good as it did when it was brand new. So the watch holds up very well. It comes with either a leather band, which is very adjustable, or a metal band. And I don't know anything about the metal band except that it's possible to get one. I bought it with the leather band, and I've been very happy with the band and also very pleased with the way the band is holding up. So far, it really hasn't gotten worn too badly at all, especially after a year of use and of wearing it every day. One really cool thing about this watch is the fact that Tissot provides a CD with the watch with the owner's manual. And this is an audio CD that is actually recorded by a person, I assume, from the Tissot factory in Switzerland. because the person definitely has a very charming Swiss accent. And I'm now going to play for you just a little bit of the manual, which is a little section on describing how you tell the time on the watch. And I think that'll give you a bit more of a flavor, not only for what using the watch is like, but also it's really cool to hear how someone from Switzerland describes the telling of the time. So here we go with just a little snippet from the manual.
Reading the time. Activate the touch-sensitive crystal by pressing the button briefly for less than 2 seconds. With your finger, run clockwise across the touch-sensitive crystal at the same time as the internal edge of the bezel, which features the reference points in relief. Sense the vibrations with one continuous vibration for 1 hour and one or more intermittent vibrations for the minutes, and tell the time by touching the indicator in relief, which corresponds to the bezel. Examples. 11 hours, 7 minutes, equals one continuous vibration at 11 o'clock and two short intermittent vibrations at 1 o'clock. Another example. 5 hours, 40 minutes, equals one continuous vibration at 5 o'clock and one succession of short vibrations at 8 o'clock. Whenever the two hands are superimposed, for example, at 4:22, you receive one continuous vibration at 4 o'clock, interposed by two short vibrations. Note, it is possible to read the minutes before the hours.
Okay, well, that gives you a little flavor for what it's like to hear the manual, and a little idea of, again, telling time with this very cool watch. The watch is available from Sendero Group. That's SenderoGroup. And also available from Beyond Sight. Sendero Group, of course, can be reached at www.senderogroup.com. And Beyond Sight at beyondsight.com. I believe that the cost of the watch is generally around $300, maybe a little more. I don't know the exact cost, the exact price that people are selling it for these days. As far as I know, the watch is only available in a man's style wristwatch. I see no reason why a woman couldn't wear it, but maybe wouldn't want to. It may be a little too large for most women. It's not a huge watch or anything, but it's fairly good size. It's kind of heavy, actually. It takes a little bit of getting used to. I was a little surprised how heavy it was when I first got it, but I quickly got used to that as well. It's very usable and very nice, in my opinion. So I just thought I would give you a little information about the Tissot Silent T watch. If anyone wants to get in touch with me, I'm on the Blind Cool Tech mailing list, but you can also email me at r-carter@cox.net. That's r-carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, at cox, C-O-X, .net. Until next time, y'all have a good one.